bust on over to fanexchange.com for a safe, easy, and reliable experience. A great experience. Tickets purchased on Fan Exchange are always guaranteed. There's no getting to the gate and then worrying about getting in. Fan Exchange gets you closer to the action. Find the very best seats at the best prices at fanexchange.com. Use the promo code ROME. Again, promo code ROME and get 50% off the service fees on your next purchase. Fan Exchange, we have tickets.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show. Smack Off 24 on CBS Sports Radio.
Smack Off 24, welcome back. What's going on? Hour number two, I am Jim Rome. In the Quicken Loan Studios, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's about to get hot up in here. Quickly, some reaction on Twitter. Remember, hashtag it Smack Off. Hashtag anything you tweet, Smack Off. Dentech Jason tweets, was Danica making her call while getting an MRI? Hashtag Smack Off. B. Crawford 70, he tweets, with all that pre-Smack Off smack, the Canadians were talking. That's what they come up with? Bobby Buff tweets, Benny did amazing, easily the best call so far. Matt and Tower both did okay, but their calls weren't as memorable as Benny's. How do you score this thing? Score as you go. Let's keep moving. It's going to get very busy. If you want to get in and you're in the field, you better call right now because somebody's going to get squeezed. It happens every single year, and it's going to happen again. We start hour number two by going to one of the best to never win one, appearing now in his fourth Smack Off. A guy who finished as high as third back in 2015. Is this his year? Let's find out. We go to Green Bay. Caleb in Green Bay, you are next. Caleb, good luck. How are you?
Buenos dias, fans. Smack, you are huger than the jelly stain on Mikhail Gorbachev's forehead. Let me be the first to wish you an epic Friday. This is actually a crazy week for me. I'm volunteering as a counselor at a boys' summer camp, but I would never miss the first annual Great American Smack Off. I knew that 1995 was going to be all that and a bag of chips, so I'm going to hit this competition harder than Natron means business up the middle on first and goal. Let's get after it, Jim. You know why I take a lot of scuds? Because I get a lot of scuds. And you know this better than anyone. There is a long, long line of callers waiting to take a swing at me like I'm a pinata full of welfare checks, spouting the same unoriginal takes, fat, virgin, lives with his parents. But it just goes to remind everyone that your listeners are not clones of you. They're clones of each other, clogging up the phone lines, jamming up the fax machine day after day for years on end. And, Jim, it's not your fault, but it just proves the level of disreputable people who listen to your show and call themselves fans. Would it shock anybody when you open up the fish wrap and see they finally caught the Unabomber? He won't be living in some shack in Montana. He'll be like a mechanic in Escondido wearing an extra Sports 690 T-shirt and asking the feds for a drug test drop. I have neither the real estate nor the crayons to explain to these morons why they're not worth my time. I want my Smack-Off call to be about what I want to talk about. Jim, I am so happy the Raiders are moving back.
Hey, who are you talking to?
Sorry, Jim, just give me a second. It's one of my campers. What's that, buddy?
I said, who are you talking to?
Jim Rome. He does a radio show in California. You know, I don't remember you from last year. You must be new. What's your name?
I'm Les.
Les? That's not a name. That's like half a name. Your parents named you Les?
I don't know, but you're pretty fat.
Well, yeah, I know that, but that's not really a take anymore, is it? Wait a minute. Are you reading off a note card? What else you got? Go ahead.
You look like Newman from Seinfeld, ate the Goodyear blimp.
Okay, not bad, not bad. What's next?
Is 90210 your favorite TV show or your blood pressure?
Okay, well, I mean, that doesn't make any sense medically, but keep going.
I didn't know there was a type 3 diabetes.
You got some attitude, kid. I like that. But come on, be honest with me. Who put you up to this?
Those boys over there.
Those boys over there told you to come over by me and tell me fat jokes? Listen, kid, you can't go through life using other people's jokes and passing them as your own, okay? You might have some short-term success, but eventually everybody will figure out you're a fraud. Now, I'm busy right now, but run along and we'll talk later, okay?
Okay, but do you have any extra sunscreen for my ears?
Yeah, I have a 5-gallon bucket and a paint roller around here somewhere. Anyway, Jim, I am so happy the Raiders are moving back to Oakland because once again, they have to bunk up with the A's. I can picture it now. Ricky Henderson and Rocket Ismail brushing their teeth in the same sink. Mark McGuire and Chester McLaughlin benching each other's cars in the parking lot. Dennis Eckersley showing Jeff Hostetler how to properly groom a mustache. And the best part is, Oakland athletes get to spend their Sunday afternoons the same way Oakland clones spend their Friday nights, getting tackled at third base and striking out in the end zone. But don't worry, no callers. I'm willing to bet the $5,000 I win today that you'll finally get your new stadium and the Raiders will never leave again. Because...
Excuse me! I need to use the phone!
Jim, I'm sorry. Just hold on, please. Ricky, you lost your phone privileges after you called that sex line last summer.
That was only for a couple hours!
Yeah, I know. And half the boys in camp heard you shout the birds and the bees at the top of your lungs. And by the way, why do you talk like that?
I sounded this way since I was 5.
Okay, whatever. But no, I'm not letting you use the phone.
But I need to talk to Samantha.
Samantha, the head counselor at the girls' camp across the lake? No way. You're not even allowed over there anymore. They said you're a creeper. I've never heard of a 13-year-old with a restraining order.
Well, I've never heard of a 32-year-old with a gravitational pull. So I guess we're even.
Okay, you know what? I know the nurse keeps a phone in her office for emergencies. Go use that one.
I'm not allowed in there either.
What? Why not?
Because I tried to show her my rattlesnake.
Okay. I don't want to hear it. God, use the phone. That's disgusting. Jim, I got to go. I can't finish my call with these stupid kids running around. I'll fax you my takes on Monday. Crown, Wisconsin. Huge.
Caleb, Green Bay. Best call from 1995 ever. Where do you slot it? What are you going to do with that? 1995, the great American smack-off. It's amazing how he got Lef as a youngster, Rick as a youngster. Speaking of which, from the up-and-coming shiny city of Buffalo, a rookie who sounds like a seasoned vet, a golden ticket winner who's got a shot to win, a guy who was a part of that last call. He does not want you to like him because he already hates your guts. He is Rick in Buffalo. Rick, how are you?
I'm truly honored to be here, Jim. The only ones happier than me are my parents. It took me 42 and a half years, but I finally did something with my life. And Jim, thanks for doing away with the studio gimmicks this year. Although everyone knew Lef wasn't coming in the minute the show went to simulcast. People that ugly don't invade TV studios. And obviously Benny's just as ugly. How about this for a new rule, Jim? If you're too embarrassed to show your face on TV, Rick in Buffalo gets to punch it after the show. And Matt and Tyler, I really want to take Canadians seriously, but when has anyone ever taken Canadians seriously? And greetings, Jeff in Richmond. In the last 3 months, you've gone from legend to laughingstock to sacrificial lamb. And now you should just go away. I'm Pedro Martinez. You're Don Zimmer. And you better get your decrepit fat ass back in the dugout. And welcome back to Twitter, Vic and NoCal. Didn't take you long for you to start bitching about losing all 5,000 of your followers after the Twitter purge. But what the hell did you expect after following back 5,000 robot whores last month, you scumbag? Stick to your Craigslist forums, Victor. The only rooms you truly excel in. And you sounded great on Woodscopes last week, loser. Love how you're still trying to convince all the clones that you tried calling the show 200 times the day of your smack-off no-show. Sure you did, Vic. Either that or you crapped your pants and never picked up the phone, you friggin' liar. And stop the nonsense about winning the 2010 title. Everyone knows that win was the direct result of you camping out in KB's gigantic country ass for the 2 years leading up to the event, you ass kisser. And now Vic's at it again, sending hawk cat shirts and water bongs. You really are a desperate, pathetic little bitch. And I know Hawk takes a lot of heat for being low IQ, and the guy really is a friggin' moron. But when it comes to the dumbest crew member you've ever had, Jim, nobody can hold a candle to Kyle Brandt. This idiot leaves the greatest show in sports to go be the pretty boy for the NFL Network's morning write-off. Good morning, football. Are you kidding me, dude? I'd tell you what I think, but like every other football fan, I've never seen the show. You're one step closer to being the next D-lister turned wannabe real estate agent. But I guess it ain't all bad. You'll be able to defecate in any bathroom in any house that hits the market, you sociopath. You'll probably even go upper deck when you get the chance. KB, ladies and gentlemen, a menace to homeowners everywhere. Now, living in Western New York, Jim, the Bills and Sabres obviously take top billing. But my first love as a kid was Yankees baseball. And while I still root for the team, I absolutely despise their deplorable fan base. And there's no bigger a-hole Yankee fan out there than my old man. He's the type of insufferable D-bag who brags about having seen every inning of every game since 1960. Sure you have, you fat ass. Funny how you leave out the fact you sleep through the last three innings every night. And your snoring's really starting to piss off Mom. And I'm sick of her calling me to bitch about it. But my old man really is a good dude. Even got him watching the show a few times a week. Now, you'd think I'd be his favorite caller, but he's really taken a liking to Caleb in Green Bay. Not because of his smack or anything, but because he's the only clone fatter than he is. So keep that fighting weight up, Leb, and you'll always have a loyal fan. Now let me leave you with this, Jim. Growing up in Buffalo, you learn two things at a really young age. Always be accountable for your actions and never run away from a fight. Vic and NoCal must have had a different upbringing because the self-glossed jungle bully has been running like a little bitch all year. And when he finally ran out of places to hide, he laid down the ultimate empty threat. Go away or else. Or else what, Vic? You going to run home and get your daddy? Tell you what, bring the entire family circus because I got a clown suit for every last one of them. That's just how I'm wired, Jim. I'll take on anyone at any time. I'm not talking things out. I'm throwing the first punch. I'm not calming things down. I'm going to amp them up. And when it comes to the jungle, you won't catch me dead bringing any of that prepackaged crap to the dogfight. I'm bringing the good old-fashioned high heat. War road rage with the kids in the back seat. It's never too early to teach them not to take crap from anyone. War Trapper and Dana Point. War Hall of Fame badass Jim Kelly. Thanks for the vine, Jim. I'm out.
Rick in Buffalo. Nice job, Rick. Well done. That's how you handle your business. Let's keep moving. Speaking of which, appearing now in his 12th straight Smack-Off, looking for a second title, your 2010 Smack-Off champ. You know him as Broadway. You know him as the VIC. 12 years in, still playing at a very high level. Arguably the highest level he's been at since he won this thing back in 2010 when he was lighting chumps up. I'm talking about Victor. Vic in NoCal. Vic, what's up?
Romy, first ever TV Smack-Off. Awesome, dude. Dude, you've come a long way, man. I mean, from Scrub Saturdays atop a hot dog on a stick, I mean, how undignified is that? To now, on TV, pimping adult buttock wipes in between segments, dude. Romy, you are crushing the game, dude. But hey, listen, Rome, when you got the new studio, you should have also asked for a new crew, man. I mean, no offense, with all due respect, but you got one raggedy-ass crew, man. Well, except for Alvin DeLauro, that guy is a stud. You know, this one time, this one doofus, no names mentioned, Jay Stu, made the mistake of asking little Alvy what his favorite kind of porno was. And Alvin didn't hesitate for 1 second to go all Nico on him. He goes, dude, I don't watch sex, dude. I play sex. Little Alvy's an animal. Dude, that guy gets more ass than Kelly Clarkson's Lazy Boy. Little Alvy multiplies like a Catholic rabbit. Maybe he can help out Caleb in Green Bay, man, because the only women in Caleb's life are Betty Crocker, Little Debbie, and Wendy. I mean, look, I'm not saying Caleb isn't skilled with the ladies, but if he were a Star Wars character, his name would be Han Solo. I mean, my man Caleb has such little game, and he's so fat, that he doesn't invite chicks over to his pad to Netflix and chill. He invites them over to Netflix and grill. No wonder my man was trying so hard to win that Master Built. Ron, let me get a sports take in here. New York baseball Yankees. Giancarlo, Non c'è posto parlo, but you sure can strike him out. Oh. Romy, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, the Twin Towers, yes, they can mash. But check this, they're also on pace for a combined 450 strikeouts. I mean, these guys are striking out with a frequency not seen since Benny and Wisco's last speed dating event. I mean, Giancarlo, Booby, look, listen, I'm not saying that you guys are literally windmills, but I think I just saw Don Quixote charging at you with his lance. Okay, I think I just saw Helga and her two wooden shoes try to use you to power her barley mill. I mean, dude, when little kids at the miniature golf course keep trying to putt the ball through your legs, maybe it's time to double-check with a third base coach what the take sign is. And, Romy, why is Rick in Buffalo invited to this thing today, man? Has this guy ever made a good call? I mean, if I had a dollar for every good Rick in Buffalo call, I'd have about 23 cents, man. Okay, if this is an all-star game today, then Rick is that scrub from the Royals who gets sent to the game with like a 279 batting average just because they got to have somebody there. Rick, nobody came to see you, man, okay? They want to see Olajuwon, Shaq, Kareem, not Kevin Duckworth, okay? Dude, you're just some constipated scumbag doing an impression of a roided-up wrestler screaming at Mean Gene Okerlund. I mean, you think your little shtick makes you cool, dude? It doesn't. You sound like Hulk Hogan with a brain tumor, okay? You sound like Rex Ryan having a stroke, man. Here we are. Here we freaking are. Now let's get a damn snack. My God, man. Clearly you've been dropped onto a folding table at a Bills game one too many times, bro. I mean, I understand there isn't much room left for brain matter in that 3-inch thick Neanderthal skull of yours, but damn, dude, if ignorance is bliss, you got to be the happiest man in America. Stay the hell off the phone, Rick, and stick to Twitter, all right, dude? Trust me on this. You got a face that's made for radio and a voice that's made for Twitter. Okay, I think what I'm trying to tell you is this, Rick. Don't go chasing waterfalls, dude. You know, just stick to those little rivers and lakes that you're used to. I mean, I know that you're going to have it your way or nothing at all because you're such a stubborn meathead. But I don't know, man. I just think you're moving too fast. And I just TLC'd your ass. So listen, next time you feel like you're ready to punch above your weight class, do your homework on me first, okay? Look me up in the Stucknut take box and check out my portfolio of dead bodies. Go down to the library, dig up all my old newspaper clippings, and find out who the hell I am. Check my microfiche, bitch.
Vic and NoCal. All right, then. We need a break. Where are you slotting everybody? Vic, Rick, Caleb. And we've got some other big-time players coming up. Have you heard anything that's separated from everything else? Stay on it. Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer months. You know how the heat can suck the life right out of you, right? Imagine then what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat more than cold can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have your battery tested free of charge, free. If it does need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Janet Rome is in. Janet just texted me. Can you move that pink post-it in the corner of your desk? It's distracting. You mean the one that says O'Reilly Live Hour 2? Sweetheart? That's how I pay the bills, darling. What's up, Jano?
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Janet Rome is in. Really quickly, some reactions. Sam Smith, 3127 tweets. Caleb and Wisco has got to be leading the pack with Benny right behind him. Hashtag smack off. Hashtag Wisconsin winning. You imagine the Wisconsinites going back to back. Little exacta. Rob Avance tweets. Rick is in the lead. Hashtag smack off. Quadman, 9467. Hashtag smack off. Rick in Buffalo has the call of the day. Vic and NoCal just sounded like the kid whose big brother is picking on him and runs to his room and mumbles what he would do if he was bigger. Remember, tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, do not miss some Arena Football League playoff action as the two-time defending Arena Bowl champs, Philadelphia Soul, battle the Baltimore Brigade only on CBS Sports Network. Now, this dude won the Smack Off 20 years ago. He is your 1998 champ. He RSVP'd yesterday. He alluded to possibly having something or someone special for his call. I've been racking my brain ever since. Bookending two titles 20 years apart might be the greatest trick of all. Let's find out if he's got it. Welcome back to the jungle, Stevie Carbone. Steve, what's going on?
Jimmy, what's up? Like a Jimmy Garoppolo Beverly Hills dinner date, I am busting out huge today. Like, Jimmy G, you want to earn the respect of your teammates? You want Richard Sherman on your good side? The Niners wanted you to take a four-star under your wing and mentor them, not take a porn star, have a fling, and enter them. I hope you have a good PR team, buddy, because have fun explaining that one away. I digress, Jim. Smack Off today, 24th annual. I mean, just think, when this show first debuted, Brad was finishing up his bedwetting phase. Vic got his first shiv as a birthday gift. Mark in Hollywood was beginning year one of puberty, and 24 years later, well, let's just say on New Year's Eve that the only ball Mark is hoping – that's not the only ball Mark hoping he sees drop. And Mike and Indy, you were beginning the dawn of illiteracy. And Lef, I think, was pretty much just in therapy. Now, I bring these five guys up, Jim, because essentially this is the new school version of the show. These are the guys – Brad, Mark, Lef, Mike, Vic. I'm kind of in awe, and I'm kind of in awe of their narcissism. Do you realize between the five of you, you have 15,000 combined Twitter followers? 15,000. Man, that's only 10 times less than I have. Translation, no one cares what you have to say about anything. Now, Les, I will admit, I did think it was very big of you to fire your writing team just in time for them to find work writing Danica Patrick's monologue at the ESPYs. But seriously, let's stop it with the gimmicks. I mean, some people look at last year's gimmick as, wow, how cool, he rounded up the old geezers from yesteryear. They had a little powwow. What a nostalgic moment. I, on the other hand, looked at it and was like, great, you brought in 63 people into the studio that had a combined one Smack-Off title between them. Silk, which, no offense, might have been the worst call to ever win this thing. I mean, the hardest thing for me now, Jim, in these Smack-Offs is I'm old school. I've been around since the night show. I've been around long enough to remember when Hacksaw was piecing together fake interviews he claimed to do. And I still think to this day he thinks Napoleon Kaufman got his leg amputated. But the new school stuff, it's just – it's not fun for me anymore. I liked having rivals. Like, nobody talks about me now. Nobody cares about me. I had one rival back in the day. That was the Calvin Asian. I loved kicking that guy in the nuts during my phone calls about his balding or his weight gain or his radio career. I mean, Jesus, that guy was so fun.
No, thank you, Steve. ABC's attorneys are online, too. I got this. Jim, it's great to be back. First, hey, Rick in Buffalo. You making fun of Jeff in Richmond is like an identical twin dogging his sibling for being ugly. And, bro, it's a radio show. It's not Fight Club. Settle down, Junior. Clones, 11 years. 11 years I've been gone. And none of you losers have been able to catch me. My reign predates Twitter. What the hell have you all been doing? I come back to a Smack-Off with golden tickets and elaborate RSVP calls and prize money. Prize money, Jim, $5,000. I won this thing five times. And all I got was a gigantic box of Oroblast in 1999. You clones should be sending me in and great thank you. I'm like the Kurt Flood of the jungle, man. Also, since when did you need a SAG card to construct a Smack-Off call? Back when I was winning this thing, all I did was roll out of bed, pop a few Adderall, and jot some bullet points down on a piece of paper. Now, apparently, you have to arrange the family reunion to win this thing. Damn, Lef, there's easier ways to win $5,000 or make $5,000. Donate a kidney, hold up a convenience store, insurance fraud, something. Hell, I'd pay $5,000 just to avoid making all the phone calls you had to make to arrange that party last year. Talking with people on the phone is awful. That had to be horrible for you. Hey, Stevie mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo, Jim. He didn't mention the name of the porn star he was with. Just for the record, her name is Kiara Mia, which I kind of feel silly for bringing up because half of you listening probably have her naked on one half of your screen and Jim sitting at his broadcast desk on the other. Hey, Jim, did you know that Kiara Mia starred in classics like Bra Busters 4? I like Bra Busters 2. Bra Busters 3 was decent, but I found Bra Busters 4 to be misunderstood. Hey, speaking of Bra Busters, shout out to you Instagram models who post motivational quotes on your page each morning. Keep doing what you do. I know when I when I need a good quote to clarify the kaleidoscope that is human life, I like to look at random near-naked skanks and see what they have to say while they're half asleep on a chaise lounge in Cabo. Very relatable. That said, hashtag rise and grind guy on Twitter, you can go to hell. Which brings me back to Mike and Indy, who I guess retired and unretired or something this week. I'm having a hard time keeping track of his storyline. Anyway, Mike, true jungle legends don't retire from the smack-off. They just smoothly transition into getting their own radio show. Everybody knows that, bro. And Brad and Corona, hey, man, I'm looking at this list, and I see you've won three of these, I guess, which means two more smack-off wins, and maybe you, too, can be the Kendrick Perkins to Jim's LeBron James on the CBS Sports Radio Network, 6 to 10 Eastern Time, Sundays, clones. Tune in. So it goes like this. I am the Undertaker. The smack-off is my WrestleMania, and I have loved this walk through my graveyard. I have loved looking at all these tombstones. Here lies Jeff in Richmond. Sean killed him in 2003. Here lies Vic in NoCal. Sean dismembered him in 2007. Here lies Stevie Carbone. Sean destroyed him. Wait, Stevie, are you still there?
I'm still here. You see, Jim, I had to sit here and listen for the last few years while these plebeians had tandem phone calls with guys like Lee Jenkins and the Sklar brothers and Rich Ackerman. I mean, that's great and all, but how about having a tandem call with a guy who has won more Smack-Off titles than anyone in the history of the show? I mean, do you realize right now you are listening to a phone call that has six Smack-Off titles between us? Sure, it might be the equivalent of Kobe on a call with JaVale McGee, but still, in the immortal words of Julius and Cam Pendleton, top that, Magic.
Hey, Jim, just use my address in the CBS Sports Radio directory. You can send me my retroactive 25K there. Do the math, clones, five times. Love you, Jimmy. Out.
Shawnee. All right, so for those of you who do not know, that is the Cowboy Nation, Sean the Cowboy Nation. He is, in fact, a five-time Smack-Off champ. Most of all time, no one else even has four. The only guy to win three in a row. His first Smack-Off call in 11 years, as he points out. And Stevie Carbone found him. They do have six between them. All right, then. 1-800-636-8686. Carbone and the Cablin Asian. Brother, good luck getting all that cash.
Brother.
All right. We're coming right back. We're halfway through it. But in reality, not halfway through it. Because that last segment is a recap segment. We crown the winner. We run down the top 10. We still have not heard from the two-time defending champ. We have not heard from the BIC. But you did hear from Stevie Carbone, who had a winger who's got five of these things. Smack-Off 24. Get to Twitter. Give me your thoughts. Hashtag it, Smack-Off. Do it right now. I'll try and get some reaction in. Time now for a sports update. Here is the bottom of the hour latest. Rich Ackerman's got...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show. Smack-Off 24 on CBS Sports Radio.
And today's Smack-Off is brought to you by Lumber Liquidators. Face it, nobody's impressed by your dirty old carpet. Time to make a major upgrade. Without dropping a ton of cash, my pals at Lumber Liquidators will hook you up. They've got a store right around the corner from you. Find it at lumberliquidators.com. Lots of reaction to Steve Carbone and Shawnee, the Cowboy Nation. Matt Schaefer, 1974, tweets, holy crap, it's Sean the Cowboy Nation. Smack-Off, best call. Timo Gonzo tweets, Cowboy Nation, Smack-Off. Sack King Aaron, Carbone and the Cowboy Nation. Epic. Warren in H-Town, it's over. Carbone and Cowboy Nation need to start their victory lap. Charger fan Dan tweets, no way. Is this fake? Hashtag Smack-Off. That was not fake. Spurs 0650 tweets, boom, goes the Cablin Asian. WNY water cooler tweets, that's a true legend. It's over. Hashtag Smack-Off. Maybe it is and maybe it's not. If you want maximum performance from your car, you can use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That was tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VizGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. How can you say the thing is over when we have not heard from the double champ, the two-time defending champ? The Laguna Beach Bully. and a guy trying to make it three in a row, something that has only been done by one other person. If he's going to do it, he's going to have to do it from outside this studio. Nobody's got more pressure. Nobody has more eyes on him than this dude. It's time to be the man. You have to beat the man, the champ, Lef in Laguna. What's going on, champ?
Not much, Jimmy. How you doing?
Great. You?
I'm doing good. Hey, get the racks ready. I'm going to need one for a towel by the end of this. Hey, Caleb, how'd you get that kid, dude? Did you pull up to his house in an ice cream truck? And, Kaplan Asian, nice take on busty Kiara Mia, but, dude, I checked out your recent picks. It looks like you're going to be starring in Bra Buster 9. And, Benny, good call earlier. You were right. I got board shorts, board shirts, board shoes, and I got really, really bored listening to your call. And Vic was right. Alvy's the best sixth man in the biz. Hang on, Jimmy. I've got a call coming in. One sec. Hello?
Hey, Les. Henry Winkler here. Where are you? I'm looking for Jim's studio. I'm standing next to the employee parking lot. I'm by a 29-person minivan, a 37-cylinder carbon fiber Euro sled, and a truck that had its bed converted into a giant kitty litter box.
Fonz, dude, not that studio. I'm at Rome's first studio. I'm in Santa Barbara, dude. I told Fonzie I'd be here. There goes that gimmick, Jimmy. I guess I'll just have to jump over Jim McElwain myself. Anyways, Jimmy, congrats on getting the show on SiriusXM. I mean, how cool is it that Sam Cassell and Willie McGee can now listen to me on extraterrestrial radio? And, Jimmy, how great is it that SmackOff falls in the only week without any pro sports? I mean, who scheduled this thing, Brad and Corona? I mean, dude has less interest in opening the sports section than Shaq Griffin has in opening a pickle jar. I mean, look, I'm not saying that Brad has no sports knowledge, but when you're trying to buy Dodgers tickets on the 50-yard line, it's probably time to put down that Us Weekly. And, Romy, since the L.A. Rams are adding male cheerleaders this year, do you know if that means that Brad's mom has to stitch him new pom-poms, or can she just repair the ones he rocked in high school? I mean, talk about the tuck rule. And, Jimmy, the smack-off rule changes got me thinking about some rule changes of my own. I mean, first, if you're an Uber driver and Jameis Winston leaves you a $4 tip, a 4-star rating, and some free foreplay, just grab your forceps and make him forfeit his fortune. I mean, Jameis, why are you even using Uber, dude? You could just hail a crab. And second, who the hell hired Mike Vick as an offensive coordinator for the new Alliance of American Football League? I mean, nobody needs to see this guy dialing up flea flickers and pooch punts every Sunday, all right? And lastly, Shohei Ohtani. Romy, I saw this guy was cleared to start throwing this morning. Bro, we get it. You can pitch, you can field, and you can hit. But hey, MacGyver, when I show up at the Big A, dude, I don't need you scanning my ticket, checking my wife's purse, and also Shohei-ing me to my seat, all right? Hey, Romy, props to Kobe Bryant's film Dear Basketball winning an Oscar in that Mark in Hollywood category, best animated short. Oh, which reminds me, first gimmick. Romy, check it out. Personal foul on the receding teeth. Mark in Hollywood being a horse collar. What are you laughing at, Caleb? You want 15 for excessive celebration? And speaking of penalties, Romy, how about Phil Mickelson whacking a moving ball and getting a 2-stroke penalty at Shinnecock? I mean, I haven't seen Hefty move that fast since he ran a place a bet on Patrick Reed to win the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But seriously, Romy, what the hell was with that course? I mean, I can get down with some smooth greens and bushy fairways, but do we really need that swinging gauntlet of chains on number 3 or that giant deflecting windmill on 7 or putting through the clown's mouth on 18? I mean, what a gimmicky little bitch course that was. And, Romy, hey, do you know why MLB managers still need to rock the full unis? I mean, I need to see Joe Maddon in socks and stirrups about as much as I need to see Bella Caroli in a one-piece leotard. And, Romy, thankfully, I don't need to see you dressing like your team. But speaking of, can we get New York to do a close-up of Hawk's radio mic tat? Hawk, just roll up your sleeves. Hawk, is that an homage to your career? Dude, because if so, it's time to do that full back tat of Lindsey Vonn skiing downhill, because that's where your career's headed. You don't exactly put the pro in producer. Be sure to drop the deuce in it. Hey, Jimmy, you know what the best moment in last year's smack-off was? I thought it was Mike's concussion protocol take. And I mean, not the take itself, but that grand mal seizure he suffered in the middle of it. Mike, were you talking about concussions, or were you imitating that? I mean, dude, what happened? Jim didn't know if he should cut to commercial or slide a credit card between your teeth so you didn't swallow your tongue. I mean, Jim, seriously, next time this guy calls, get his address and his nearest cross streets just in case of emergency. I mean, that pause was so long. Dude, that thing should have been sponsored.
Fred McGriff thought I was putting on a clinic. Speaking of which, concussions have been a big issue, and CTE as well.
Hi, I'm former real mafia boss, Mike Francis. Have you ever had a major seizure while trying to express a thought? Well, don't be like fake mafia Don, Mike and Indy. Take I Do Declare It All. Side effects include constantly going number two, erect smactile dysfunction, and smack spasms.
There's the last few days that this has been in the news.
Hey, Mikey, here's some news. Franzese has been parked outside your crib the last 12 months. He's been watching you shoot hoops in your driveway. He's wanted to put cement shoes on you the whole time, but after seeing your vertical jump and lateral quickness, he said he's already got cement shoes on. Whew. Hey, Romy, that didn't go so bad, huh? No studio, no gimmicks? Oh, hang on. I got another call coming in. Hello?
Hi, it's Larry Brown. Congratulations, Jim, on all the success, and I love the show. But you have to stop prank calling me. I don't want the gym membership.
There you have it, Jimmy. Hang my towel on the rack.
Damn, Lef. That was really Larry Brown. Larry Brown saying, stop calling me. Tell the guy to stop calling me. All right, Lef. He did not storm the studio. He had Mike Franzese. He had Larry Brown. He had Fonzie again. Only guy missing from that was the Penguin. Lef in Laguna. All right, so where are you going to slot these things? I'm not going to give up what we're thinking, but it's pretty obvious what everybody's thinking right now. You had Carbone. You had Cablanasian. You had Lef. Lef showing up and not bum-rushing me or the set or the studio, and that's what the double champ ends up with. Where do you have them slotted? Let's get moving. Nice job, Lef. Is it going to be enough for him to three-peat? Or is somebody else going to jump in and rip it? Let's go to Los Angeles. He is one of the sleepers in this field. He's coming in for a third straight smack-off. A dude from my hometown of Los Angeles looking for his first top five or better. Chad in L.A. Hey, Chad, how are you?
Jimothy, how are you, bud? Oh, wait, that's Brad and Corona's name. He's so funny. He still has yet to finish ahead of me in a smack-off. I probably shouldn't be worried. Hey, Rome, how do you think it's going so far? Is it living up to the hype?
So far, so good, Chad.
Good, because you know these guys have spent months on their calls and their skits. So, Rome, you know what I have planned today? Well, I'll tell you. Nothing. Yeah. Started working on my call at 9 a.m. Pacific. That's what I've prepared. And, Jim, when is Jeff Passan calling? I mean, I know he called already, but all he did is prep some sort of smack that was about to come. Are you letting him call twice today? And, hey, Matt, for a country that ends every sentence with the word A, I don't know how to pronounce the letter.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Not a good call. Not a good connection. Let's go to New York. This guy knows better. John in New York. John, you're in. How are you?
Thanks a lot, Jim. Glad to be in. Just got back from Babies R Us to return some of the gifts I bought for a retirement party in Indy. And I just wanted to congratulate Lef and Straight Fire, along with director Henry Winkler, in the remake of the adult flick Barnyard Folly. Jim, at no cost to you, I'll pay for Straight's post-FTD test. And just a reminder to everyone, Caleb in Green Bay will be standing by with how-tos on vacation planning and the best places to stay. Did anyone remember to knock on Jeff in Richmond's kettle and remind him that his twin brother, Rick in Buffalo, will be blowing his top, calling people scumbags, tools, and a variety of other things, along with setting off national security alarms and drawing the attention of Homeland Security. When I first heard this guy, I thought he escaped from an anger management rehab facility. And if that's not enough, Jim, we have to absorb that profile picture that looks like a horseshoe crab wearing glasses. And the guy has the nerve to be breaking on fat chicks.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
John, you know I like you. I hate that call, but I like you. It's a smack off, the best of the best. How could I justify either one of those calls on the best of the best? Let's get some reaction very quickly. Haunted House tweets. Lef is now in the lead. Hashtag smack off. Hitman Canadian tweets. Holy crap. Larry Brown. It's over. Hashtag smack off. Ray in St. Paul tweets, crown his ass. At Lef in Laguna, hashtag smack off. You tell me, what was more of a holy crap moment? the Cowboy Nation showing up and saying what he's wanted to say for the past 10 years and rolling like the five-time champ he is, or Leff showing up along with Larry Brown. Larry Brown. Leff proving once again that he can talk to guys that even I can't talk to anymore. Larry Brown. I love Larry Brown, but I'm not sure I could book him at this point in my career. But Leff did. Who do you have? Rick in Buffalo came up big. Benny came up big. Caleb came up big. How about Vic? Did Vic do what he always does? Show up huge prior to the call? Or is this the year Vic wins a second one? We had the bros from Canada. We still have not heard from the BIC. We have not heard from Mike and Indy. We have not heard from Chael. There are monsters coming up. Mark and Hollywood we have not heard from. Arguably the best is still to come. Brandon Webb tweets, nice LB and Mike Franzese pulls, but not good enough to three-peat. Michael Franzese was a part of that phone call too. Leff, I lost it at, it's probably time to put down the U.S. Weekly. Us Weekly. Classic, crushed it, three-peat for Foxtrot. Still to come, Brad, Mike, Chael, Mark. We got to get them all in. Hour number three of the Smack Off. Who do you have in the lead? We're coming right back.
Larry Brown.